This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Release the docs. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Friday, August 12th. Glad you could be with us. And here's what we have for you this hour.
The Attorney General wants a judge to unseal the warrant that the FBI used to raid the home of former President Trump. Hear Trump's reaction.
A man who tried to attack an FBI office in Cincinnati has been killed following a highway chase, a shootout, and a standoff.
The CDC says you no longer need to quarantine if you've been exposed to COVID, and there's no need to keep kids and cohorts at school.
And critics say the government isn't doing enough to enforce a law that requires hospitals to make their prices public.
What they're doing is they're, you know, reviewing a lot of these websites from hospitals and sending warning letters and following that up with a formal corrective action plan that, you know, more sternly states that a hospital has to comply with this law.
Ken Altucker at USA Today on the new law hospitals are ignoring that's supposed to prevent surprise charges to patients. The Justice Department has asked a Florida judge to unseal the warrant that FBI agents used to search former President Trump's home in Florida, along with the list of items they took from the property. That means we could soon learn the underlying reasons for the unprecedented raid of the Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
He did not take questions from reporters. The Washington Post is reporting that agents were looking for classified documents relating to nuclear weapons, among other things. Trump attorney Christina Bob on Fox News.
I have not specifically spoken to the president about what nuclear materials may or may not have been in there. I do not believe there were any in there.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump late yesterday said on his social media site that he would not oppose the release of the court documents. Authorities in Ohio say a man with a rifle tried to break into the FBI building in Cincinnati before fleeing the scene and being killed in a gun battle with police. After the man attacked the FBI office, he drove on Interstate 71 and was chased by the Ohio State Highway Patrol firing at them. After the chase, he exited the highway, got out of his car, and shot at police who fired back. Ohio State Highway Patrol Lieutenant Nathan Dennis.
The suspect was deceased. He succumbed to his injuries at the scene, and everything remains under investigation at this time.
The man attempted to breach the screening area at the office yesterday. The FBI says his entry set off an alarm, and armed agents responded. He first fired a nail gun, then brandished an AR-15-style rifle before fleeing in a sedan. He was reportedly wearing body armor. The man was identified as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer. After an hours-long standoff, he was shot and killed. NBC News is reporting the suspect was at the U.S. Capitol building during the riot 18 months ago. President Biden is in a tough spot following the FBI's search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, facing a delicate dance of handling the situation while steadfastly appearing not to politically taint the Department of Justice. His standing from Alex Gangitano, White House reporter at The Hill. Alex, what did you look at?
I wanted to kind of look at how he's navigating this, you know, delicate dance, as I call it in the piece, of handling the situation. You know, how much will the White House back away from this and try to keep them separate from it? But also, this is his potential rival in 2024. You know, this comes at a weird time that the President Trump, everyone's kind of waiting for him to announce if he'll be running again. And then President Biden has been navigating skepticism, even among Democrats, over if he should be running again in 2024. So the White House was very insistent that the president had no advance notice of this, that he actually found out through public reports like the rest of the U.S., you know, rest of Americans did. And they've really been working to distance themselves from the situation. So I'm talking to experts to see, you know, if that is the best move. And largely a lot of strategists were saying that is, you know, the president needs to show that he is not weighing in one way or another, not gloating, not part of this, you know, kind of just letting this play out.
Okay. So as I think somebody in your story said, the president should just stay out of the way.
Exactly. You know, the best thing they could do here, stay out of the way, try not to talk about it enough. You know, the White House press secretary was very insistent that she did not want to speak about it beyond just saying that the president had no former knowledge and the president respects the independence of the Justice Department, period. Don't want to talk about it again. So that's definitely part of, you know, staying out of the way.
We're speaking with Alex Gangitano, White House reporter at The Hill. Her piece is called Biden in a Tough Spot on Trump After FBI Mar-a-Lago Search. Some Republicans, too, pointing to Hunter Biden, saying, well, you're going after Trump, but you're not going after Hunter Biden.
That's right. You know, of course, Hunter Biden's laptop is still, you know, a mystery that a lot of people want answers on. And he's under federal investigation for his business dealings around the world. And so that is always going to come up in these situations of, you know, no one is above the law, period. That's what the White House always says in these kinds of, you know, that when talking about Trump's investigations. Well, of course, Hunter Biden is not either. So it's bound to come up that Republican lawmakers are suggesting that, you know, there should be stepping up the probe into what the president's own son has been doing if you're going to look into Trump.
Yeah. All right. So it's been a year and a half since Mr. Trump left office. Is the timing suspect here, Alex, or are there questions being raised about the timing 90 days out before the midterms?
Yeah, I think that was, you know, one of the first things people were wondering about is this is kind of fascinating timing. It seems a little too random that this is right before the midterms. This is right before everybody was waiting and thinking Trump was going to announce. You know, at CPAC over last weekend, people even, there was so much swirling around when's Trump going to announce. So now this comes out. It definitely is a politically awkward time for this to happen. It's also happening, as I mentioned, well, President Biden's under his own pressure to say if he won't be running in 2024, due to his age, of course, and, you know, his low approval rating, et cetera. So it's definitely noteworthy with the midterms.
Finish up, if you would, by talking about how this may or may not impact Mr. Trump's candidacy.
You know, it really depends on, yeah, what the findings are here. You know, Trump has such a solid base. He has such a huge group of supporters. He still has Republican lawmakers that will back him up and defend him, like we just saw in this situation here. So it actually, you hear the one side this week that this could actually motivate him and make him want to run and actually make his base even more energized about him. Because, you know, if this is looking at like a political stunt. On the other hand, the findings, if they are interesting, you know, if the FBI needs to say something about what they were able to take out of Mar-a-Lago or whatever negatively, depending on what that is.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Gangitano, White House reporter at The Hill.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is relaxing pandemic precautions, a nod to higher protection from vaccines, treatments, and prior infection. We get more From this morning's Mike Gavin.
The agency no longer recommends quarantines or test-to-stay programs at schools or daycare centers for people exposed to COVID. The CDC also says it no longer recommends unvaccinated people quarantine after exposure, since around 95% of the U.S. population has either been vaccinated, had COVID already, or both. People exposed are still encouraged to wear a mask for 10 days and test on the fifth day after exposure, regardless of vaccination status. The school guidance also said it's not necessary to keep children in cohorts. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. While the agency removed its test-to-stay recommendations for schools, it did say schools could consider implementing screening for COVID for high-risk activities like close-contact sports or at key times of the year. Recent data suggests that the latest COVID surge might be waning. 19 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
FBI agents search for classified material about nuclear weapons, among other items, when they served a warrant at former President Trump's home in Florida earlier this week, according to the Washington Post. The Post says government officials were deeply concerned that the nuclear documents believed to be stored at Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence could fall into the wrong hands.
Number two.
Earlier Thursday, Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Justice Department is seeking to unseal the search warrant served against Trump in the pursuit of transparency against conspiracy theories and backlash from Republican politicians.
The Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president.
Trump said late Thursday he would not oppose the unsealing of the warrant.
Number three.
After fighting to repeal the $10,000 limit on the federal deduction for state and local taxes known as SALT, a group of House Democrats say they will still vote for the party's spending package without SALT reform. Some New York and New Jersey members of the SALT caucus had vowed to oppose a bill without SALT relief, express support for the Inflation Reduction Act after it passed in the Senate. The House is expected to pass the measure today. After suffering a severe brain injury as a result of a car crash last week, 53-year-old actor Anne Heche is not expected to survive, according to a statement from her publicist. The statement says Heche is being kept on life support to determine if her organs are viable to donate. It's sad but true. As humans, we often try to gain superiority over others. Many luxury brands know this, and that's why they artificially limit people in their venue or make certain items of clothing or shoes scarce. Researchers from the University of Chicago and London School of Economics studied how companies lure customers by using exclusionary policies, such as setting up velvet ropes to line people up outside luxury stores. It's not that there isn't enough room in the shop. It's because the company is capitalizing on the fact that artificially limiting people generates a buzz and thus higher sales.
How many times do you see that, right? A store, a sign in a store window, buy now, supplies limited, right?
Right.
You're going to book an airline seat. Only three seats remain.
Exactly.
Right? Thank you, Jen. Want to eat healthier, but every supplement you've ever tried seems like the better it is for you, the worse it tastes? Then you have to try AG1 from Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more energy and better gut health. What I didn't expect, the taste is better than any supplement I've ever had. I drink it, like it says, before anything else when I wake up. I guzzle those 8 to 10 ounces before my coffee and start my day knowing I've already gotten the recommended daily intake of all the good fruits and veggies. There's definitely a mental boost knowing you've started the day off on the right foot. I tackle the day now with more confidence and energy. AG1, by the way, is not only lifestyle friendly, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Try AG1. I love this product. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Gordon. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Gordon to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. athleticgreens.com/Gordon. Don't forget, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well at Gordon Deal. Earlier this year, Equifax sent lenders inaccurate credit scores for millions of would-be borrowers over a 3-week period. Now, many who applied for home or other loans at the time are scrambling to determine whether the mistake affected them. What You Should Do, from Julia Carpenter, personal finance reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Julia, back up and review what happened.
So Equifax says that it was a coding error and it's since been corrected, but they say that if you were applying for something between March 17th and April 6th, you could have been affected. Equifax says that the scores are corrected now, that this shouldn't be affecting anybody, but people in that period of time might have seen their score move 20 points, either lower or higher.
Oh my goodness. All right, so for advice here, for folks who think there may be a problem or who are just kind of good students about doing this type of thing, what should we do?
I love the good student person. I think that's great. I mean, the first thing to do is to look at your credit score and see, okay, this looks right to me, or this doesn't look right to me. The interesting thing about this is that a lot of people have alerts set up on their credit reporting. A lot of people did this after the 2017 breach as well. So if you didn't get an alert that your score moved 20 points either way, you're probably okay. That's a pretty big jump. It's something a lot of people notice. But when people are applying for things like mortgages, applying for things like car loans, sometimes they're not scrutinizing that because there's so many other things that are moving around. So if somebody thinks that they could be affected, they should report it to the agency. So they should look and say, you know what, this makes sense. Like, I remember applying for something in March. My credit score was way off. It was so weird. Apply through Equifax. They have a dispute claim on their website. You can file a dispute with them. You provide a bunch of information. The CFPB has a great template letter for this to just make sure that you're attaching everything you need to attach. That allows you to see, okay, can I dispute this? Can I get a notice of this?
We're speaking with Julia Carpenter, personal finance reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called Worried About Your Equifax Credit Score? Here's What to Do. I mean, this is critical because potentially, either directly or indirectly, this could have almost a lifetime impact, right? I mean, if your credit score is wrong, you get a mortgage that's higher than it should be, you're looking at, traditionally a 30-year problem here if that mortgage is that long with the wrong credit score.
And that's the part that's definitely going to be harder to prove. You know, if you were turned down for a mortgage, if your application was denied, the lender's required to tell you why. So you could say, okay, wow, my Equifax score is really off. That's why I was turned down. Wow, that's crazy. It's harder if the lender used your score as one part of a greater process to arrive at the interest rate you got. So then if you have a higher interest rate, it's going to be really difficult to see, okay, was I one of these people who's affected? It can have really long-term effects. It also can be one of those things that disrupts people's trust in this system. You know, after the 2017 breach, I was talking with Eric Johnson, he's dean at Vanderbilt, and he was saying, you know, they've been troubled. They've been troubled since then. People are supposed to trust this. It's kind of their business, is that you trust the score you receive, the number you receive means something because of the trust that you've placed in it. And if that's inaccurate, and if this happens, to you, then your trust is really shaken in the system.
Yeah. Touch a little more on what to do, say, in the coming months, if you might be applying for a loan.
Yeah, if you're applying for a loan in the coming months, the advice I got from multiple people is to really scrutinize your credit score. Don't just accept the number at face value. Ask for reasons why. You know, if you see your credit score move significantly either way, the report that you order should have a reason for that. It should say, you know, you missed a payment, or it should say, you know, you were late on this. Something to indicate that this is the reason that moved. If you see that and you say, well, okay, I never miss a payment, or, you know, the good students you were talking about, you know, I've never been late on my credit card, then this means you should really examine that closely. And again, you know, you can dispute it, you can challenge it. If you dispute it and challenge it with the company, and the company, and by the way, they're required to investigate it. So that should be, assuring to some people.
Thanks, Julia. Julia Carpenter, personal finance reporter at the Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. In morning radio, we have a special relationship with coffee. But even then, I've never considered myself a connoisseur. I just like coffee. But Trade Coffee changed my mind. Now, I enjoy it on a new level. It starts with the quiz online at drinktrade.com. In just a few minutes, they found a roast for me and shipped it fresh. Mine was from Orins in New York. I chose dark roast and told the quiz that I'm pretty new to all this. Now, it's my go-to when I walk out the door at 3 a.m. But chances are my perfect cup isn't the same as yours. That's the genius of Trade Coffee. Their expert tasters can turn your quiz answers into the best cup you've ever brewed. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping, when you go to drinktrade.com/Gordon. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/Gordon and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/Gordon.
Now, more than ever, where you get your news matters. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday, August 12. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Justice Department asks for the release of the warrant used to search Trump's home. No need to quarantine anymore after COVID exposure. Ohio authorities kill a man who tried to break into an FBI office. Student visas issued to Chinese nationals off 50% in the first half of this year. Shannon Bream replacing Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. NBA is retiring Bill Russell's number 6 for all 30 teams. And the police department that wants help naming its new canine puppy. Hear the name that is not an option in about 20 minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by Dell. Dell Technologies provides growing businesses with the tools to do incredible things. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. A federal law that went into effect last year is supposed to prevent surprise charges by hospitals and doctors. If it worked, right, you might not need this story. Yet questions persist over how well agencies are administering it. Ken Altucker, consumer health reporter at USA Today, has been investigating. Ken, what have you found?
Well, there's a new law that's been in effect since the beginning of 2021 that requires hospitals to provide detailed pricing information on what they charge. And there's been sort of uneven compliance with that so far. Now, there are two main components. There's a consumer-friendly database that requires hospitals list 300 common medical services. And then there are more detailed data files that they have to basically list every price they charge. So through the combination of the two, there are certain groups that say, well, hospitals really aren't doing their end in terms of complying with this law. Some are, but a lot aren't.
Boy, consumer friendly to me would be, I open a hospital or a doctor's office webpage and it says how we care about you, and the other side says how much we charge you. But I know that's not the case. But it doesn't seem we're really that close to that either.
Yeah, it's a really complicated thing, healthcare billing, and certainly if you've ever received a hospital bill, you sometimes scratch your head what the charges and where they come from. And this sort of the idea behind this is to give consumers, more power in terms of their end for things that aren't necessarily emergency care, but maybe you're going to get an operation, a hip replacement, a knee replacement, or something like that, that would require a quick stay at a hospital or a colonoscopy like we had in this particular story, and you'd have a better idea of what they charge up front, so you could sort of plan for that with your insurer and what the insurer covers, and not be surprised by a bill.
We're speaking with Ken Altucker, consumer health reporter at USA Today. His piece is called Patients and Advocates Critical of Federal Pace to Unlock Hospital Prices. All right, so a lot of the fingers point back to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid, which I think is in charge of enforcing the law, correct? What's the problem?
They are, and what they're doing right now is sort of reviewing hospital websites where they're supposed to post this information. So far, two hospitals have been fined, actually part of the same chain. So those are the only two hospitals that have paid financial penalties under this law. So what they're doing is they're, reviewing a lot of these websites from hospitals and sending warning letters and following that up with a formal corrective action plan. Mm. That, more sternly states that the hospital has to comply with this law. But what the consumer groups are saying is, hey, you've only fined two so far, and this has been around for well over a year now. What gives?
Yeah. I'm only guessing here. The cynic in me says the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services gets a phone call from a lot of politicians that say, hey, go easy on the enforcement here. I get a lot of money from the healthcare industry for my campaign, and I'm up for re-election. So back off on the enforcement. Is that somewhat accurate?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I haven't heard that directly. I mean, but what I've certainly heard is that, CMS, as the agency is called, is giving hospitals an opportunity to make good on this. And it is sort of a complicated thing. There's a lot of back and forth between not only the hospital and the patient, but the insurance company and what the particular details of the plan is. And so what, hospitals are saying is that, hey, we're trying our best. This is a complicated thing. And a lot of the bills that have gross charges, which is the amount that the ultimate amount they might charge, are different than what consumers actually pay, because insurance companies have all these negotiated contracts, which, by the way, those details are also to be disclosed through this price transparency law.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Altucker, consumer health reporter at USA Today.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. It's time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it's Friday, which means it's a good time for a few public service announcements as we head into the weekend. We start with this. If you're planning on traveling to one of our nation's breathtaking national parks this weekend, don't do anything dumb that might mean you won't be coming home alive, like this person did. People online are calling one man a touron, a combination of tourist and moron, after video surfaced of him leaping over a railing at Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah recently, nearly plunging to his death in the process. The clip was posted to the Tourons of Yellowstone Instagram page. In the clip, the man gets a running start, jumps over the protective railing, falls a few feet to a landing, but then loses his footing and falls down on his backside, then sliding several more feet before stopping just short of falling into the massive canyon. A spokesperson for the park said the stunt puts everyone at unnecessary risk, but also called this type of behavior relatively uncommon.
Jeez Louise.
Did you see this?
I saw it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's no context given to this. We don't know why he did it. Yeah. We didn't hear. He didn't say anything into the camera, before or after he did it. He just looked at the camera. Someone started rolling. He jumped over the railing, almost fell to his death. And then that was it. That was the end of the video. So we have no context as to why he even thought this was a good idea.
Do national parks officials ever use the term stupid or no? They just say this is relatively uncommon.
Yeah. They're usually pretty measured when they say these kind of
my goodness.
But that's unbelievable.
If you're trying to make news for yourself, I guess this is one way to do it.
I suppose so. We are talking about him.
But I suppose you're looking at fines and other penalties, yeah. I suspect.
But also calling him a touron and other derogatory names.
Yeah, please put that on your LinkedIn. Yeah, certified touron.
Yes. And it's been a minute since we've had one of these way too dangerous TikTok trends to talk about, but this one has a lot of people raising their eyebrows. It's called mouth taping, and it's pretty much as it sounds. People are taping their mouths shut before they go to bed in order, they say, to get a better night of sleep, forcing all nighttime breathing to be done through the nostrils. Video views of TikToks that explain how to mouth tape are in the millions on the platform. Breathing through the nose when possible and natural is recommended by health experts as long as it's not forced. Medical experts say that the lips should never be forced closed with tape unless under the direct guidance of a physician. A doctor interviewed by Fox News said that anyone experimenting with this dangerous trend should stop immediately for fear that they could suffocate from not getting enough air.
Unbelievable.
Now,
you hit two doozies today, I must say.
Now, I'm somebody who's had a congested nose almost every day of my entire life, so there's no way this could even be an option. I couldn't even do this for 5 minutes, probably.
Yeah. And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking that any techniques often associated with kidnapping probably are not good ones that would help you sleep better.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah. That's a good rule of thumb to follow.
Mike, to be clear, I'm no doctor.
Right. But, we know this,
What in someone's mind leads them to believe, this seems like a good idea?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, or hey, mom, do we have any duct tape? Duct tape my mouth shut while I try to sleep.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, right. Thank you, Mike.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, thanks for being with us. The most common injuries in sports, ones to your soft tissues like muscles, tendons, ligaments. CNN put together ways to reduce the odds of soft tissue injuries, which can be traumatic, right? Like rolling your ankle, stepping off a curb, or repetitive, like from overuse. First, nix the weekend warrior approach in which you're inactive all week, then decide running 15 miles on the weekend is a good idea. Second, if you get less than 7 hours of sleep at night for more than 2 weeks, your risk of musculoskeletal injury rises 1.7 times. So eat well, get plenty of sleep, and perhaps skip the tough workouts when your stress levels are high. Third, core exercises such as the plank are good, or holding the tabletop position where you lie on your back with your hips and knees at a 90-degree angle. The quadruped is valuable too. This exercise involves getting onto your hands and knees, contracting your core, then alternating an extension of your right arm and left leg with an extension of your left arm and right leg. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The Justice Department has asked a Florida judge to unseal the warrant FBI agents used to search former President's Mar-a-Lago home this week, along with a list of items they took from the property. The request raises the prospect that underlying reasons for the extraordinary search of the former president's home could become public soon. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
Garland said he filed the motion in light of Trump's confirmation of the search on the day it happened and the substantial public interest in the matter. On his social media page, Trump said he would not oppose the unsealing of the warrant.
Number two.
A man armed with a rifle tried to break into the security screening area of the FBI's Cincinnati field office before fleeing the scene and being killed in a gun battle with police yesterday. Authorities say the man fired a nail gun at law enforcement, then brandished an AR-15-style rifle before fleeing. Ohio State Highway Patrol spokesman Nathan Davis.
The officers moved in using less than lethal tactics, and he raised the firearm toward law enforcement.
The man, identified as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer, had possible ties to extremist groups, including the Proud Boys, a group that played a role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Number three.
Federal health officials are scaling back guidance for quarantining and testing to screen for COVID in settings, including schools. A relaxation of pandemic precautions that reflect higher protection from vaccines, treatments, and prior infection. The CDC says it no longer recommends people quarantine after being exposed to the virus as long as they don't feel sick. Get tested after 5 days and wear a high-quality mask around others for 10 days. People should still isolate from others for at least 5 days if they test positive. An intimate crowd, field of corn, and movie sets, all part of last night's second-ever Field of Dreams Major League Baseball game. The game itself wasn't all that great. The Cubs beat the Reds 4-2, but the players say they'll remember the Iowa setting for the rest of their lives. New this year, legendary Cubs broadcaster Harry Carey, who helped popularize the singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch, was brought back in the form of a hologram.
Wow, that's pretty cool. All right, thank you, Jen.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
A North Carolina sheriff's office wants your help in naming its adorable new canine pup. The Union County Sheriff's Office says on Facebook, after a considerable amount of time, they can't agree on what to name the 11-week-old German Shepherd. He comes from a family of service dogs, including his mother, who was an explosives detection canine. He enjoys long walks in the park, rolling around in the grass, and tearing up new tennis balls. In less than 2 days, the Facebook post has gathered more than 7,000 comments. Suggested names including Sarge and Radar because of his ears. The Sheriff's Department says it takes names in the comment section of the Facebook post until this morning. Then they'll narrow it down to 5 names and ask the community to vote on the final one. Names that are not in the running, Fluffy and Sir Sits-a-Lot. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.